This is part two, and I've repeated the information from the instructions page to remind you of what it is. You're supposed to examine how those issues that you compared reveal how to connect choices and actions and consequences to making decisions that are ethical. You might say decisions that don't make the world worse. At least don't make the world worse. So this is an important thing to think about, but inherently, well, one, I want to say I'm not going to require you, you're going to be hard pressed to do page one's material in one page. You have to think very efficiently. I'm not after a lot of fluff on page two, and so if you do this well in a half page or even a third page, I'm fine. But I want to stress that you actually have to think about citations on this piece too. And I'm going to say aloud, with a little bit of extra words, what I have written in blue below. Unless you've been given a task by your boss, most things people write about are things that are of personal interest, and that drives the choice to write. But personal opinion, and we all have personal opinions, only work in communicating with people who already agree with us. And they may be as wrong or right as we are. And we haven't gained anything, and they haven't gained anything, except some comfort, maybe, in the fact that we both agree about our incorrect judgment. But the issue is, you want to work to communicate to a person who does not already agree with you. And to do that, we have to shift from opinion to analysis. And that means we start looking for examples that will reveal the truth as honorably as possible. And that is what you cite. You can't cite an opinion about or ethical sources, but you can refer to examples that are in the textbook or in the primary sources you've chosen, and they can reveal to another person who never thought like you did on this about why a particular decision had consequences that were contrary to what people would want, what most of us would consider an ethical choice. So you will have citations, but the citations are of your examples. And it's worth thinking about how people could have done things differently with their choices. And it's worth thinking about that because the time may come when you have to think and work through what the evidence is about what would be an ethical choice. So that's this new assignment, and if you focus on giving examples for what you've figured out and citing them, you will be fine.